Jeff Stein is our national and presidential expert, noted author. Find his books at Next Chapter Books, as well as also TotallyIowa.com. Iowa Business Reports, his weekly show down in Iowa. The Iowa Politics Report comes from KXEL, and he's kind enough to join us today. And Jeff, I just want to make sure, I took a shot at Jeff this weekend after they declared Biden was the winner. And the shot I took at him was he almost immediately put out a meme mocking Nancy Pelosi. Now, I'll rip on Nancy Pelosi. As a matter of fact, I'm planning on doing so here in just a little bit. But I'll do that in a heartbeat. My joke against you is more the timing of it. It seemed like in the same sense as the minute that Fox News called the race for Biden, all of a sudden it was, let's talk about how the Democrats failed in the House and the Senate and kind of try to avoid that story. I was more criticizing that. It didn't come across that way. I apologize.
No, you were an epic fail in how it came across. But here was because I hadn't been watching Fox. I had no idea what they had been doing. Michael Beschloss, the presidential historian, who is no fan of this president if you follow him on the Twitter machine at all, he posted, and it had nothing to do with politics, he posted a screen grab from The Wizard of Oz, which had come out on that date in 1939, and it was of the Wicked Witch melting. And that's all he posted. He posted about the Wizard of Oz and the photo of the Wicked Witch melting. And I simply said it was Nancy Pelosi's first on-screen credit. That's all I said. And you responded about tying it to Fox News. And I'm like, what? I'm just making a snarky comment.
Yeah,
if I saw
Jeff.
No.
You get your apology for the week. Yeah. No. Roll around and relish it.
What did I also say in response? I said, if you show me a funny meme of a turtle, I'll make a Mitch McConnell joke in a heartbeat.
All right. Well, keep an eye on your email. I'll take care of that a little bit later on today. All right.
Would you please? That'd be great.
Okay. First of all, let's talk the main thing. Biden wins. Biden's going to be he's the president-elect of the United States. Georgia is going to go his way. I mean, you and I have talked about this, and I think you and I talked about this back with the Frank and Coleman recount, is that, you know, recounts, if you're within a few hundred votes, maybe, but if you're 10,000, 12,000 votes, a recount's not going to, you're not going to all of a sudden find 12,000 votes, or they're not going to be that many clerical errors. Arizona and Georgia both are going to be in Biden's camp. This is over.
When I look at recounts, I am looking for human error. I mean, we've got a race in Iowa in an open seat, and it is one of the closest in the country. There were 393,000 votes cast, and I think the distinction now is 45 votes. And it's gone back and forth since Election Day because one county said, ah, geez, we entered this in the wrong column. And that turned out to be a 400-vote swing. Then another precinct in another county, it's like, wait a minute, how come it didn't take? We didn't hit send. And so it's literally gone back and forth through not nefarious situations, no ballots in the middle of the night or whatever other weird stuff people are claiming. It was just how people count. And it only matters because it's a doggone close. This stuff happens all the time where there's human error, some kind of clerical error, and 20, 30, yes, even 100 votes gets adjusted out in the canvassing process. You don't get 10 and 20,000 votes. No. You don't get 100,000 votes. Now, the one thing I will say, but it is now worn thin a week later. When people have said to the Republicans, where's your evidence? And the Republicans have said, well, we weren't allowed in to see, so therefore we don't have evidence. That's a fair point, because in other words, you can't have evidence if your allegation, Matt, if your allegation is we weren't allowed in. Okay, that's fine. But where is the widespread 30 statewide computer glitch that we were assured would happen?
Well, and by the way, just really quick about that legal argument that blew up in their face. They went to the judge. Because reminder, you get into court, all of a sudden it's got to be about facts. You can't do hearsay. You can't hear they told me this.
Sure, sure.
And the judge says, well, were there any Republican – what was the word they used? Was there any Republican watchers, you know, watching the ballot counting? And they said there was – the answer was more than zero Republicans were in the room. It was like that was their terminology. And so the judge looks at him and is like, well, then what's your problem? And you had observers. They're 0-10 on their legal cases because their legal cases are all hearsay and there's no there there. I mean, every scandal they've come up with is garbage. And the New York Times today, you can't dismiss. The New York Times called every state in the country and talked to their election chief. And basically not a single one of them, Republican and Democrat, came back with any kind of mass voter problem. This is over. Joe Biden's the winner.
The foundational point is a valid legal one in that you can't prove a negative. And if the allegation was, and by the way, Pennsylvania is a mess. I'm not saying it's going to change the election. I'll get to Pennsylvania in a second. But when the allegation is, where's your evidence? It's like, I don't get a chance to even get any. All right. That has merit in that limited way. Now let's take on the New York Times.
But no, actually, if I can stop you on that. Because every time they have said, where's your evidence, and they've had to produce their evidence in court, they have spectacularly failed at delivering it. And
That's not what I'm talking about. No, what I'm talking about is immediately in the aftermath, there was all of this talk, where is your evidence? When the president spoke on Thursday, has not spoken publicly since, to my recollection. We have mountains of evidence. People said, well, where's the evidence? When your foundational point is we did not have access to inspect, that is a threshold foundational point that a Pennsylvania court did go along with. However, you then have to follow it up when you do get access. The phrase more than zero is about the most ludicrous phrase I've ever heard of, but what they're trying to do is to not commit perjury in it. They don't know the exact number. Well, it was more than zero. Okay, you're great. One human being at least. All right. New York Times, what elections official is going to say, you caught me. We have widespread fraud in the state, because their job requires them running clean elections. And that's where in Georgia, which will be the center of the universe for the next 60 days, Georgia is really in between a rock and a hard place. I had someone from Georgia on my program today who was very much in the tank on the right side of the spectrum, and I had to gently point out, you have a Republican governor, you have a Republican Secretary of State, your Secretary of State has said, I ran a clean election. So it's a little hard to play the partisan game, right? It's a little hard to say it's all these bad blue state people who are beating up on scary orange man. I'll just keep the color theme going. And that's the problem that the Trump folks have at this point, is that you can't have these Republican elections officials who are saying, look, we've run a good race, and then it just didn't happen to work out. Pennsylvania, here's the only problem with Pennsylvania. This is what I learned long ago as a lawyer. Don't make a judge angry. And they made Sam Alito angry. Now, I don't think it's going to lead to anything like the speculation of, well, the Pennsylvania legislature will come up with all the electors. No, they're not going to disenfranchise the state of Pennsylvania. But it is going. It is something that they're going to be watching, because the Supreme Court said segregate the ballots. The Secretary of State didn't. Got called on it with a rather stern, you said you were going to do this. Don't mess with me. I wear a big robe. That is a problem, but outcome-wise, it's not going to make any difference, is it?
Well, okay, so let's talk Pennsylvania, because, I mean, one of the things which is really frustrating, Jeff, is that there's no there there. There's no there there. There's no case. Nevada, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, there is no there there. These cases don't exist. When you say, well, they only could have had one person who was watching the vote counting. No, they actually had a full contingent of lawyers in there watching the vote counting. Their complaint was they were 12 feet away. The judge made an accommodation to move them 6 feet away.
They've made a lot of different claims over the course of time.
And every one of them, they're 0-10. The courts have basically thrown them out every time. The votes that turned Biden, Pennsylvania blue for Biden, were votes that were absentee ballots prior to Election Day or on Election Day. That was because the Republican legislature in Pennsylvania refused to allow those ballots to be counted early. They wanted them to be counted after Election Day. So those are there. That's what put them over the top. And so this entire notion that there is a question here, there is no question here. Joe Biden is the winner of the election. I mean, would you, yes or no, do you think that Joe Biden is the winner of the election?
I have never claimed, I think he's going to be the next president. I have never referred to anyone as the winner until the Electoral College. I just haven't done it, unless you're talking a landslide. I just haven't done it because, you know, that's my weird little constitutional thing. Here's the thing about Pennsylvania. Trump is not going to win Pennsylvania, but he just won Matt McNeil. Because he has gotten in your head.
Well, no, it's not, because we're talking about the foundations of democracy here. And is it, you know, in my head, nothing. This is about whether, I mean, there is no such thing as, you know, evil dictator light. You're not going to be able to throw out an election where 5 million more people voted for the opponent and throw it out and throw out the results of multiple states and install Trump and ever be able to walk that back again. You cannot have an election in 2022 and tell me, oh, it's going, this time we'll take the results. No, it comes down to, this entire election comes down to whether or not we want to stay a democracy. And when, if there was any proof of massive thousands of votes mysteriously appearing, sure, I'd be the first one to say, well, they have to clarify this. But there is nothing there. And so the entire argument, this entire narrative, sure, Trump's going to be in my head. Yeah, because for God's sakes, I love the United States of America, and I don't want to see democracy crumble in front of me because some narcissistic, petulant man-child does not want to leave the job because he owes too much money to foreign nations.
But the point is, it's not, I mean, you've set forth the case that it's not going to work, right? That there's nothing there.
Coups don't generally happen because they're based on tremendous amounts of evidence.
There's no coup that's going to happen. There's no coup that has happened. All right. Here's how you know this. And all I'm doing is saying part of his stock in trade is to mess with people. And so he's pushing this because he doesn't want to admit. See, this is how it's going to play out. He's going to not concede, ever.
Well, he's not trying to play anyone else, though. Donald Trump is only in it for himself. He doesn't care. Okay. He wants the camera on himself.
I'm being very practical when I say so what, okay? Because he's not any threat right now to overturn any election results. He's not making any strides in court. Will there come a point where his people, he won't do it, where his people will say to his staff members, lawyers, hangers-on, back off? He might. He might say via Twitter, for the sake of the nation, I am not going to pursue any further claims, but I won the election. I could see him doing that. I could see him not conceding, but acknowledging that the Electoral College on December, oh God, I forgot the date, maybe 16th, 14th, has voted a certain way. He'll do that, but you're not going to get the kind of day after news conference you got 4 years ago. You're not going to get the meeting at the White House. You're not going to, you know, it's just not going to happen.
They sure seem intent on trying to overturn this.
Well, sure they are. Sure they are. But here's the thing that really has stuck in the craw of Republican voters, and now they're starting to understand it. This is what I heard a lot of, what I saw a lot of on the socials. All these Republican voters saying, where are all the elected officials? Where are all the people? And I commented on it. Trump drugged some of these people across the finish line, and they were not there the day after, were they? Other than Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz, and if you can find me another one, I can't think of them right off the, I mean, McConnell sort of the other day, but not really. They're not there. I asked Joni Ernst directly. I mean, I think her reelection was helped by Donald Trump doing very well in Iowa. He came to Iowa or an adjacent city 3 times in the last month before the election, got her over the finish line. She was a former elections commissioner in a county. And I said, you're making no public statements about the race. Shouldn't you say something? You know, what do you say? And she said, well, you know, as an elections official, we're sure pulling for the president. We're cheering for him. But, you know, every vote has to be counted. And I said, well, aren't you going to go? to one of these places. By the way, this is an on-air conversation. It's not like I have a buddy on the side here. Mm-hmm. This is an on-air conversation, all right? And I said, is it not appropriate for office holders? Well, I don't think it's appropriate for me to try to tell them how to run the election. You heard that, Matt, over and over, did you not? And that tells me they don't think there is any there. And they do not want to waste their own political capital on a fool's errand.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm going to put it on the opposite foot. It's Veterans Day today. Trump called veterans losers and suckers. How many Republicans have made a public comment condemning the easily condemnable? None. I don't know of one damn Republican who came on out and said, wow, don't you dare disrespect the troops like that. So the idea that at some point these people are going to grow a spine and say, well, I'm actually going to prevent him from undermining and destroying democracy. Forgive me if I don't have the greatest amount of faith in the Republican Party right now. And the reality is that
I don't have faith in any politician who's standing for election doing anything other than what is in their personal interest. OK, and I'm not going to address the suckers and that comment, that whole thing. Here's what I'm looking at right now. I'm looking at Republican office holders who are not supporting the president of their own party who helped them that very election. And now you're starting to see more and more Republican voters who are saying, wait a second, no one's standing with him. First, I thought, my God, I'm never going to vote for them again. I'll remember this. But now they're understanding why. And so he is going to be the cheese that stands alone. By the way, again, I follow Beschloss on the Twitter machine because it's entertaining and he has some wonderful photos. And he went through a whole string, I think it was Saturday, of scenes from the movie Citizen Kane, right down to Kane and his wife all alone at their home in Florida. And I thought, oh, dude, that's wickedly good. And something I was going to start with today, and I didn't because I was so enthralled by your imitation of Republicans with the G. Willikers. And, you know, that's great material right there.
Well, there's an apology there, too. I think you enjoyed it. I'll tell you what, we got to take a break here. We got to get a break. And I'll let you come back and finish the thought. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. I was going to actually rip on Nancy Pelosi because, boy, you can look at the Democratic leadership right now, how they picked up no Senate seats and lost House seats. That's something you can rip on. But Jeff Stein joining us. Now, Jeff, really quick, I wanted to let you – I didn't mean to cut you off, but we had to get that break in. What were you saying?
All I was going to say to start the segment was this is Veterans Day, and I am very grateful for your service and those of everyone else. Some of us didn't serve because some of you did, and I am always grateful for that. And you know I love you, even though you're half crazy.
Okay, yeah, thank you. That's not double-sided at all. All right, I got to ask you this. Pompeo, joking or not, he says we're getting ready for a second term. You know that all of our foreign countries that talk through the Secretary of State are a little concerned about that comment. And then this purge that is going on right now over the Pentagon with pro-Trump people going, what do you think is going on there?
I don't like the idea of people bailing, and I don't like the idea of people being forced out for no good purpose. The Pompeo thing, I mean, he's got a tin ear, but I understand what he was doing. He was saying, well, no, we're still going to be here. It's going to be great. I don't read anything into that other than a poor attempt at humor by some guy who hopes that we'll vote for him for president in 4 years. And I also don't think the nations, around the world are paying much attention, because at the same time Pompeo is saying that, you've got Joe Biden calling them saying we're back and getting tweets from nations saying glad to see America is back. Mm-hmm. So I don't view anything by that. But I'll tell you, the purging thing, what is the point? Yes, just like 4 years ago, we were told, the world was told, there's only one president at a time, so hold on, Trump. Okay, fine. There is only one president at a time. But it's only 2 months until the inauguration. Why would you upset things? Did you hate Esper that much?
Well, acting Undersecretary for Policy Jim Anderson, when he left, was applauded. He wants to know the names of everyone who applauded him as he left and fire them.
See, this is what's ridiculous. Yes. It's like, take your ball and go home. You know, at some point, I just don't see the need. I don't see the need for an enemies list on either side. I don't see the need for pushing people out at this point. You want to play the game with letting the Electoral College make the decision, and that way you have your graceful exit. I don't care. Yeah. I don't care. I'm looking forward at it, and nothing that has been done is adversely impacting a possible transition to a new president.
Jeff Stein, once again, I'll post the spotlight this as well. Thanks, Jeff. We're back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.
Anytime is the right time to update your music collection, so stop in at the Electric Fetus and browse.